Good afternoon. The focus of today's Introduction to Sociology class is names. In sociology, we study social groups and how people interact and respond to each other. How we respond to names is an interesting study. For example, depending on if I say my name is Alex, or Alexandra, or Dr. Shaw, you might respond differently to me. Names are a prime example of what we call a cultural universal. That means we all have names, and we all call each other by names. So it's a practice we all share. Today's lecture will be divided into two halves. In the first half, you'll hear about four ways parents choose names. In the second half, we'll discuss whether or not our names influence how people respond to us in our daily lives. So, without a doubt, our names are important symbols of identity, and for some people, important enough to change. So, let's look at the four typical ways parents choose first names. They're also called given names because the name is given to the child. Okay. The first is to rely on custom. Parents may choose a name in order to pass it down from one generation to the next. For example, a baby girl is born and the parents decide to call her Sarah because her grandmother's name is Sarah. Or if it's a boy, in some families, the first son is named after the father. So if the father's name is, say, Thomas Proctor, then the son will be Thomas Proctor Jr. or Thomas Proctor II. The second way parents choose names is to name a child after someone the parents admire, such as a favorite teacher, a family friend, or even a famous athlete or movie star. The third way is to choose a name the parents feel will provide some social benefit to their child. For example, if they're concerned about gender discrimination, they may choose a name that works for either a boy or a girl. A name like Taylor, for example, or my name, Alex. In fact, my parents told me they thought Alex might give me an advantage when I applied for jobs. Or if a parent wants people to notice their child, they may choose an unusual name like Denali or Sky. The fourth and most common way parents choose a name is simple. It's because they like it. They like the sound or the feeling it has, or it's a classic name. Now, what qualifies as classic? Well, classic means the name never goes out of style. It's a name that was popular in 1900, 1980, and it's still popular today. Examples of classic boys' names are Robert and Michael. For girls, Emily and Anna are a couple of classic examples. To summarize, parents choose names either based on custom, or after someone they admire, or to help their child socially, or the most common way, because they like it. Now, I want to consider these questions. Does someone's name influence how other people respond to them? Does a person's name affect their chances for success in life? A lot of research has been done around these queries. Specifically, researchers have explored whether it's better to have a classic name, such as Robert, or an unusual name, like Darvlin. At this point, sociologists like myself don't agree which is better. We can't say for sure. We do know, though, that there are stereotypes associated with names. By this I mean we hear a name and an image comes to mind. Fair or not, this is what happens. People get judged by the name they have. In today's class, we looked at four ways parents choose first names because of customs.